Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. You know that feeling when you're just existing and not really living? Like you're going through the motions, but something's missing. It happens to the best of us, especially in a world that can feel like it's constantly pulling us in a million directions. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can help you reconnect with yourself, cultivate genuine self-love, and finally start living that vibrant life you deserve? Today, we're diving into the magic of self-love journaling exercises. Think of this as your secret weapon, a daily dose of self-care that will transform your inner world. It's not about perfect grammar or flowery prose. This is about pouring your heart onto the page and getting real with yourself. So grab your favorite journal or even just a notepad. Settle in somewhere cozy and let's get started. Here are 5 powerful self-love journaling exercises to try right now. First, gratitude for you. Spend a few minutes listing all the amazing things about yourself. Don't hold back. Think about your strengths, talents, accomplishments, even those quirky little things that make you unique. Did you nail that presentation at work? Are you an incredible friend who always listens? Maybe you have a knack for making people laugh or an inspiring way of seeing the world. Write it all down. This helps shift your focus from what you perceive as lacking to celebrating what's already wonderful about you. Next, unleash your inner critic. We all have that inner voice whispering doubts and negativity. Well, let's turn the tables. Write down those critical thoughts, the ones that hold you back or make you feel less than. Then, for each one, come up with a compassionate and empowering response. For example, if your inner critic says you're not good enough, write back. I am worthy of love and success. I am learning and growing every day. Third, acknowledge your emotions. Don't shy away from the tough stuff. Journaling about your feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, is a powerful way to process them and gain self-awareness. Write down what you're feeling, why you think you're feeling it, and how it manifests in your body. Remember, there are no right or wrong emotions, just acknowledge them and let yourself feel them fully. Time for intentions. Now that we've explored those feelings, let's set some positive intentions for the future. Think about what you want to create in your life: more joy, more confidence, better relationships. Write down your intentions as if they are already happening. Make them specific, powerful, and positive. Finally, celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finish that project? Make a healthy meal? Take a walk in nature? These are all wins. Write about your successes and savor those moments of pride. You deserve it. Ever feel like you're on a treadmill, just going through the motions without truly connecting with yourself? I know I have. But what if I told you there is a simple yet powerful way to break free from that cycle? Imagine this. It's Friday evening, and instead of scrolling mindlessly through social media, you pull out your journal and spend just 10 minutes doing some self-love journaling exercises. You jot down 3 things you're grateful for about yourself, write a compassionate response to that pesky inner critic, and brainstorm some positive intentions for the weekend. Sounds pretty good, right? The simple act of self-reflection can have a ripple effect throughout your life. It helps you understand yourself better, cultivate self-compassion, and build unshakable confidence. So, what's one thing you're going to take away from today's episode? Are you ready to start journaling for self-love? Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about showing up for yourself with kindness and curiosity. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic unfold. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a supportive community of women who are committed to their own well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.